Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, October 23rd, 2017, More Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin the call, I'm going to go out to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and to $50,000 ring earner, bronze executive director, and brand new qualifier for the Performance Club trip to Universal Studios in Orlando, and that's Miss Lynn Harden. Lynn, are you on?
I am, Randy. Thank you.
Lynn, first of all, congratulations, but you had someone that you wanted to specially recognize tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, I did. I wanted to recognize Tom and Jackie Brooks. They have just signed up about 4 or 5 days ago, and they've already signed up their first associate, which is Buddy and Mary Kirk, and I want to just congratulate all of them and look forward to see them leveling up in the next 20 days. So thank you, Randy.
Well, thank you, Lynn. Congratulations to you and to your team. Next, I want to go out to St. George, Utah, and to Bronze Executive Director, Mr. Steve Crabtree. He actually has someone that just leveled up. Mr. Crabtree, are you on?
You actually get the mini-me of the Crabtrees tonight, Mr. Moore.
All right, Ms. Crabtree, go right ahead.
I just want to say it is an honor to be on this call to be able to announce one of my teammates and someone that I've looked up to in so many ways, Mrs. Patricia Sloman and Fabian Sandoval. They not only have done it part-time, but they've also leveled up and doubled up. They have become a senior associate, and they're from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Fabian, are you on the call? Maybe. It looks like he is not. But I just wanted to say that they have worked endless hours, even just part-time, you know, going in and out of the ups and downs, but also, you know, striving for success. And that's what they're here to do. And they just love that what the bonus has done to them and helped them succeed in so many different ways within personal development and everything. They are just so excited for their success in Legal Shield, and I can't wait for what is to come.
Well, hopefully we'll get them on next time, but congratulations to you and your associate. All right, now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go out to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He is a Platinum 4 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner, and the leader of our More Success team, and that is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore? Mr. Moore, are you on? We have Mr. Ken Moore on, or did we lose him?
Can you not hear me, Randy?
Can now, Mr. Moore. Go ahead.
Hey, I want to congratulate Lynn, and I want to congratulate Ms. Crabtree for outstanding work with their team, Randy. I want to do that. And this next speaker is an outstanding lady, $50,000 ring earner, 1,000 Production Achievement Award. Her name is Kimberly Royal. She started working the business very, very spare time and then doubled her investment in less than 30 days. She continued her journey, Randy, with Legal Shield. Her passion and belief began to grow. And all of a sudden, she took a leap of faith and went full-time with this incredible opportunity. Her business went from a hobby to a part-time effort to a full-time career with a mission. She says it's so rewarding to make a living while making a difference. And this is just the beginning. Mrs. Kimberly Royal, welcome to the team. Welcome to the call. We appreciate you talking to our team tonight.
Absolutely, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for such a wonderful introduction. And I tell you, hello and good evening, team. The More Success team, what an honor and a pleasure. I'm so excited and elated for the invitation to be able to speak on this call this evening. And it's just simply amazing to be connected as a big Legal Shield family to such wonderful, inspiring leadership. And I've looked up to Mr. Ken Moore and his entire family for many, many years, and so I certainly appreciate the opportunity again to be able to give just a small piece of myself back to this amazing organization. And yes, he gave us some great background on my story. I've been with Legal Shield now for about 15 years, and prior to Legal Shield, I was working full-time corporate America. Gosh, 3 hours a day I was on the road as a commute, which is crazy, but that was the life I was living, being a wife and a mother of 3 children at the time. And so I was extremely time poor. obviously I was dropping off kids off at daycare, so early in the morning the sun hadn't come up, and I was picking them up from school, from daycare, so late in the evening the sun had already gone down. So I spent a lot of my time between the walls of corporate America. But in addition to that, we were living paycheck to paycheck, and our lifestyle options were extremely limited. And so this opportunity was really a way out of my situation. I had never been a business owner before, but I did appreciate that there was already a very solid system in place that had shown a very successful track record of success before me. And all I had to do was to simply follow that system of success. And that's what I did. And as Mr. Kenmore had shared, I worked the business very, very spare time when I could, using the system and allowing people to see the information, even though I was at work, and shared the service with a handful of people and made an extra $600 my first 30 days and really had not looked back since. And so I continued my journey with this amazing opportunity, continue to work at very spare time, part-time, and continuing to grow my income to maybe an extra $600 to extra $1,000 to an extra $1,500 to maybe an extra $2,000 very part-time. And I pretty much leveled off at that point. You know, I was making some great part-time income. I was able to free up a little bit more of my time, and I kind of stepped off the elevator, kind of, if anyone has been there in that part of their stage of that business. But through that process, I actually had a lot of different things that occurred in my life, including deaths in the family and illnesses and things of that nature. And what I found myself doing is struggling for my time again. And I had to really reevaluate my reasons for being a part of Legal Shield, and had decided, listen, I did not come into this business to make part-time money and still have part-time time with my children. They still need to have the full time that they deserve as a wife and a mother. And so I made some very firm decisions in my business. And at the beginning of 2015, I really mapped it out and decided, had a conversation with my husband, and we put pen to paper and made some serious plans and said, okay, I am going to really put this business to work, and I want to walk away from my full-time career by the end of 2015. And that's exactly what we did. I really put some work and dedication into some of the things I'm going to talk about in the training here tonight, and very diligently worked on my business in a way that I had never worked it before. And lo and behold, October of 2015 came along, and I was in a position where I was making more full-time income, was making a full-time income with Legal Shield on a part-time basis. My income had actually matched what I was making with my corporate America job. So I walked away and never looked back since. And the end of 2015, I was officially full-time. And in less than 90 days, I had actually tripled my income with Legal Shield. So I was ready for that. I had taken those proper steps to prepare myself. And then in June of 2016 is when I received the ring. And so I really don't say that to impress upon you, but whether you are young in the business, meaning that you're new in the business, excuse me, you haven't been in with us for some time, or whether you've been a veteran in the business, my point is that it doesn't matter where you are. Whenever you decide to draw your line in the sand and be intentional about your actions, you will have success wherever you are. And that's what I'd like to talk about, is setting your path for intentional success and just sharing with you a few things that I did differently that I had not done before in my business, which created the type of success that I had never experienced before in my business, ultimately leading me to the ring. And that's really what it's all about, it's setting your path for intentional success. You know, when you break down intentional, it's an action performed with awareness, right? It's done deliberately, consciously, and on purpose. And when you break down what intentional is a combination of belief and desire, right? So you have to have a lot of belief that you can do this business and really have the desire to do it in order for it to be intentional, because intention leads to action. And, you know, when you talk about success, the success is the definition of the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, right? So we've seen successful people who compliment or maybe have a sense of gratitude. Successful people read every day. They embrace change. They want others to succeed. They set goals and develop life plans, right? These are all, you know, characteristics of a successful person. So in order to set your path to have that combination of not just success but intentional success, the first thing we have to do is set goals, right? And that means in setting goals, we have to write down those goals, That means writing them down maybe on a whiteboard that you have in your office or in a space that you designate as an office, a tablet or a poster board, being specific about those goals. Maybe you want to be an executive director. Maybe you want to be a director 25, senior director. Maybe you want to be a ring earner. Maybe you want to be a platinum executive director, but not just writing them down, but being very specific about what you want in those goals. Then putting a date on those goals, right? We always have to, we always run our business and our life with deadlines, right? So that applies here when it comes to setting our goals. Putting a date there so that we have something that we can aim after. Also sharing your goals with other people, your workout partners. You know, when I really got serious with my business, I would share my goals with my workout partners, but I took it a step further and I shared it with my upline platinum executive directors because I knew that was an accountability that I had never had before, and I knew once I send those goals to my upline that there was no turning back. So that was a step of courage, but I also knew that meant I was serious about the business. So sharing your goal with others is part of setting your goals. What is your sacrifice? You know, we have to, have you ever heard of that saying, what are you willing to give up to go up, right? Whether that be, for me, it was sweets. You know, I have a sweet tooth, so going without sweets or maybe limiting TV or et cetera. What is your sacrifice that you're willing to give up to go up? And then, of course, in part of that goal setting, having the 30, 90, and 1 year goals, what you want to be in 30 days, what you want to be in the quarter, which is in 90 days, and, of course, what you want to be within that year. The second thing, it would be putting a plan together, right? So first we've got our goals, and now we've got putting a plan together. And you've heard of that saying, perhaps, you know, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. That's exactly right. I remember in the past when I was working my business, I kind of just did it when I can fit it in, and I had a little bit of success, but in order for me to really make this a career, I had to put a plan together. In order for me to be strategic with making sure that my income would match what I was making full-time, I had to plan all of that out, which means I had to put pen to paper. So some of the things I put in my plan was, okay, what am I going to focus on? Am I a networker? Am I a business solutions person? Am I a group? Am I a small business? Am I working with brokers? Really understanding what my major was in the business, because oftentimes there's so many different wheels of opportunity with Legal Shield. Sometimes we can get torn in different directions because we really haven't decided what our lane is going to be. And so for me, it was business solutions. So I knew I needed to become an expert with that and know that that was what I was going to focus on in my pursuit of going full-time. Then I had to determine as part of my plan, how will I get there? You know, whether you're a networker or a business solutions-oriented person, how are you going to get to your goals? Is it going to be through PBRs? Is it going to be through sit-downs? Is it going to be briefings if you're a networker, if you're business solutions? Is it going to be enrollments or GWCs, go walk in your community? Or is it going to be small business sit-downs, right? We have to determine what type of activity is going to get us there in our plan. Then how much time will I commit? This was really important because I had such a very tight schedule. I could not afford to just allow Legal Shield to happen every day. I had to be very strategic in treating my business like a job. Now, I never had was a business owner before, so I had to discipline myself to have certain hours, specific hours, to actually work my business and then make sure I'm giving my 150% effort towards doing it during that time. So if you were like me and perhaps maybe you struggle sometimes with where to fit your business in, take a calendar out and put your life commitments, your spiritual commitments on there, your family commitments, and then see where your Legal Shield business is and calendar that time in and then treat it like a business. And then once I looked at that, I was able to see, okay, I can fit 5 to 10 hours in this week or 10 to 15 hours this week, but I had to know that as part of my plan. Also, I had to determine how many days a week I was going to commit to my business as part of my plan. Am I open 7 days a week? You know, am I off on Sundays as, you know, part of my family and spiritual commitment? I had to really know how many days a week I'm willing to commit to my business. Again, all part of my plan. And then what was my tracking system? What is your tracking system? You know, do you have something that shows the results towards your activity that you're applying every day? This was such a huge, huge part of my business when it came to really understanding my progress. A lot of times we may have activity that's going on in our business, whether it be PBRs or briefings or sit-downs or presentations or enrollments or decision-maker meetings, and if we're not tracking our results, then we can't really see what's working for us and what's not working for us. And we are in the business of getting no's. That's the reality of things. But we do have to go through no's to get to yeses, and the yeses are so rewarding. But if you don't have a tracking system, then we really can't see how close we are to that yes. And so it was important for me as I go out into the community, and for me it was GWC and go walking my community, introducing myself to business owners. When I got that no, I would come back, I would record it maybe on an Excel spreadsheet or some type of tracking sheet. There's plenty out there, 90-day tracking sheets through corporate, where I can write down that activity, write down my results, and it just allows me to stay on track. But it also shows the progress. It allowed me to manage my contacts, and it also encouraged me to keep a very full pipeline because I was able to see the activity and, again, the contacts that I was dealing with on a daily basis. And that moves me to number three, which is take action, right? Now I've set goals, I've made a plan, and now it's all about taking action, right? But I needed to be sure that I was focusing on the right activity to produce the right results. And that means, you know, the right activity for me was setting appointments, right? Or it could be for PBRs if you're a networker, or sit-downs or presentations, and making sure that I disciplined myself from the wrong activity, which was checking emails or maybe listening to trainings, right? I'm sure we probably have all heard of that right activity, wrong time, right? Trainings are productive, but there is a time and a place for those, so I needed to make sure that it wasn't during my production hours. Same thing with social media. That was wrong activity. I'm getting maybe distracted with Facebook alerts or Instagram alerts or what have you, and even personal calls. You know, family members and friends who mean well to call and maybe check on me or tell me about their day. It just wasn't the right time for me to accept that call when I was in my zone and designated time towards Legal Shield activity. So I needed to be definitely disciplined in that area as well. And then as part of taking action, having activity goals for the day. So I would set out my day to determine, okay, what do I need to do to feel the most accomplished in my business? And I would have that big goal out there that even if I received a no, it wasn't necessarily the results, it was the feeling of accomplishment related to that activity. Because then by setting those activity goals for the day, it helped to build confidence in my business. I had a feeling of accomplishment. It increased my belief level. Right, I was able to discipline my disappointments all because I see the progress and was able to see what I accomplished for the day. And then, of course, again, remaining focused by making sure that I eliminated those distractions as part of my taking action. You know, feelings and thoughts don't matter. It's our actions that do, right? So I even had to do different things like place my alarm clock out of reach so that I didn't hit the snooze button when it went off in the morning. I had to actually get up and go physically turn off my alarm clock so that I would be up and prepare myself for the day, getting a good night's rest the night before, you know, approaching your day with the proper mindset, playing a motivational song in the morning to get me going. I had to do all of those things to really protect my mentality and encourage me to move into action, even in those times that I didn't feel like it. And also part of moving into action was making sure that my calendar was filled, right? And so I always ask myself, does your calendar reflect your goals for the month, right? What does your calendar say about your Legal Shield business? Does it say that you are treating it as a hobby? Does it say that you are somewhat serious about Legal Shield, or does it say that you're committed? And so when I ask that question to myself, I have a calendar in my office, a huge calendar that's on my wall, and I intentionally highlight in yellow all of my Legal Shield business activity. So when I walk into my office every day, if I don't see enough yellow, that's a problem. But if I see a lot of yellow, then I know that I've got a lot of business. And if I don't see enough yellow, then I know that I'm working towards making sure I put business on that calendar, and I just need to step up my activities a bit to make that happen. And then that would lead me to number four, which is branding yourself. You know, it's so important as Legal Shield makes this shift to becoming such a stellar company that we are, and we have been, from prepaid legal up to Legal Shield. We have to brand ourselves to be equivalent to the company that we represent. And so I needed to make sure that as I branded myself as a Legal Shield associate in my community, I had to have a clear understanding of what did I want my personal brand to reflect, right? Did I want Kimberly Royal to leave a lasting impression when I sit down and meet with someone about the membership? You know, am I providing a service, not a sale, right? I didn't want people to see, I didn't want them to feel as though I was selling them something. I just wanted them to feel as though I cared enough to make sure that they understood how the membership worked. And a part of branding myself was asking for referrals. I had so much business generate simply from asking for referrals. So whether you're a network marketer or you are in the business solution space, if you brand yourself well and you present Legal Shield in a great way, people will recommend you because the product is great, but also because you are great. They will want to direct their folks to you. And so that was part of my goal in branding myself in that transition. Becoming known in your community. People need to know that you are that Legal Shield person in your community. Having an image that makes you professionally stand out against the competition. Well, we know the great thing is we're not really in a competitive space, at least not in the network marketing division when it comes to our product. Now, perhaps we are when it comes to network marketing companies in that sense. However, you know, setting yourself apart from the standard is we are not just any network marketing company. I mean, we are above the rest. We are stellar. We offer things that other companies don't, obviously. But, again, showing and branding ourselves creates that presence that people are not used to seeing. Dressing the part, that was all part of branding yourself and branding myself and treating others how I would want to be treated. Being confident and just really genuinely letting people know that you care about them. And then that would lead me over to number five, which is to commit to personal development. So during this time, I've always been a fan of personal development. You know, prior to Legal Shield, I didn't have an interest in reading a book, to be very honest with you. But this company is so amazing and through associations really pushing you to grow and develop that I started to crack the pages open of a book and just discovered a whole new world of learning and developing. But during this time, as I was heading towards that ring, I knew that I needed to be different. I knew I couldn't be the same Kimberly Royal that I had been those previous 10 years. If I wanted to really go after an aggressive goal, if I wanted to be this different person, if I wanted to live my why, I needed to be different too. And I knew that I needed to seek out that information to help me grow and be that person. And so that's why I made sure that I did more of committing myself to personal development, reading 10 pages a day, listening to 15 minutes of my favorite audio, having those positive affirmations, right? That positive self-talk where I'd wake up every day and tell myself I can win. I know I'm going to get the ring. I know I'm going to, you know, qualify as executive director consistently. I know I'm going to get those 1,000 apps. I know I'm going to open as many groups as I possibly can with the company. I mean, these are positive affirmations I was selling myself on, and I started to become that person because I believed it. You know, motivational quotes. Having a win group was so important. I have workout partners still that were with me when I initially got the ring and continue to be with me because now we're moving into different levels of our business. But my point is that win group doesn't allow you to stay down, right? Because everybody has their moments in the business. So when you have that win group, you can reach out to them and they say, listen, this is temporary. We've got to focus on the long-term goals here. You got to focus on your why. That situation is going to be yesterday, and that situation is not going to play for the rest of your business career. Let's shake it off and keep winning, you know. So those are the type of win groups that you have to connect yourself with, of course, which is growing positive associations. That's also part of personal development, making sure that you have people around you that are going where you're going. They're committed in the way that you're committed. We're all looking to get there together. And so having those positive associations and really just kind of guarding them to make sure that not only do I have those associations, but that I am keeping up to par with who they are, right? I was around people that were better than me, and I had to actually pull my own weight. So it made me uncomfortable in a good way because I knew I was stretching myself to become better. And that's really what it was, is committing to become better, all this personal development. So those were the five areas that I really focused on when I was heading into getting that ring and just making that real firm decision to take my business to another level. So I hope that that has been helpful to anyone on the line here. And, again, I appreciate the opportunity to be able to share my thoughts and training on this call. And thank you so much, Mr. Ken Moore and the entire Moore family, for providing that opportunity. And with that, I will go ahead and turn the call back over to you, sir.
All right, Ms. Royal, this is actually Randy Moore, and we have a couple of minutes left on the call. Would it be okay if we went to one of our Millionaire Club members who may have a question or a comment for you?
Sure, sure, absolutely.
All right, let's go out to the state of Arizona and to Mr. Alex Gardner, Millionaire Club member. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Ms. Kimberly Royal tonight?
I do. Thank you so much for hopping on and sharing some thoughts with us, Ms. Royal. Such a fresh perspective, and your contagious enthusiasm is definitely contagious. And I just wanted to, I was just wondering if you had any thoughts about with the Equifax breach and the timing and anything else that you're utilizing to really finish the year strong.
Absolutely, and thank you for those kind words, Mr. Gardner. I try to keep my enthusiasm high, but there's so many things to be excited about with this business, right? but, yes, with the Equifax data breach, you know, it is such we're in such a critical window right now of opportunity to really, really get the word out about our identity theft protection, our ID shield. You know, it used to be where people thought that, oh, I'm not going to be victimized, you know, with identity theft. You know, I'm okay without having it. But with the ton of events that have happened in our economy lately, with 145 million people's personal information being breached, we have moved from a want to a serious need of our services. Now, we know that we are competitive, we are the best in the industry, and we also know that we're word of mouth. So in order for us to really let people know that we are the best provider out there, we do provide restoration. We do provide licensed private investigators that no other company provides out there. You know, we have to talk to more people. And so the data breach folder that's actually located in the Legal Shield On Demand, I've used quite a bit. I've actually, because Business Solutions and Employee Benefits is my major of this business, I've used a lot of those articles within that data breach folder to send to existing accounts, for example, and letting them know, listen, we know that this is a concern and can be among your employees. As we understand, 145 million Americans have been breached, and certainly it'd be fair to say that perhaps your employees have been affected there, and we don't want them to have to miss work, or we don't want them to fear their identity. We want to provide them the support if they've ever victimized. So here is a reminder of what we can do for you. And then I will attach that Equifax data breach flyer that talks about the 1, 2, 3 steps, and the third step being, of course, how ID Shield can help their employees. For new groups, perhaps, that you're introducing this to for the first time, or maybe you've had a decision maker appointment and they're on the fence a little bit, you know, I sent that same type of flyer out just as a reminder. These are many of the reasons why employers are taking on identity theft as a benefit. Because of the 145 million Americans affected by this breach, we want to make sure that you're prepared and that your employees are prepared and that we can provide you with support. And, of course, for conservation groups, this is a great way to go back in and reservice our groups and remind our groups of the importance of identity theft protection and really using that data breach as a way to do it.
Excellent. Great information. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you very much, Alex. And Ms. Royal, I want to again thank you for being our special guest speaker tonight. I know that you're definitely a dynamic speaker, and $100,000 is just right around the corner for you in your next step up on your way to a million. So thank you very much for being our special guest speaker tonight.
Thank you, Randy. I receive that, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the call again. Take care.
That, Ms. Royal, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Well, first of all, Randy, I'd like to say thank you to Ms. Royal. What an outstanding speaker she is. I could just feel the enthusiasm coming through the phone, so thank you, Ms. Royal, very much. And to the rest of the team, remember, God first, family second, legal shield third, give it all 110%. Thank you and good night.
Good night, everyone.